I've covered elections and politics and even been involved with it from time to time for a long time, Susie.
Long time.
This race in St. Louis County for a county executive and the recent turn this week with the Republicans nominating Mark Montavani is one of the most interesting dynamics that I have seen. And we're joined now by one of the better known, she's been a candidate. She ran against Sam Page in the primary and analyst all over media here in St. Louis. Jane Duker joins us now. Jane, welcome back to the program. Appreciate you being on.
Oh, great. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Now, I say this is fascinating because Mark Montavani has earned a large number of Democratic votes before, obviously, in the Democratic primary. And now that he's basically borrowing the Republicans' ballot line, you've got an interesting dynamic as to whether or not Democrats still like him because of, you know, the reasons they voted for him before and whether the number of Republicans in the county are going to accept him. So there's a lot of moving parts in this race right now.
Yeah, it is fascinating. First time I've ever been to a Republican meeting because I went. And I just wanted to make sure that hopefully they finish what I started, which is to get rid of Sam Page. But I thought it's a very strategic decision because I think Republicans were very aware that they don't have the numbers. It's 60-40 in the county. And so to get someone that could get crossover votes would be the only way that they would win. And I think county Republicans are starting to become like city Republicans, where they are like, if you don't play in the Democratic primary, you don't have a voice in your government. And I think that this also recognizes that they know that, look, someone who's probably really, really, really to the right is just not going to win. So I think Paul Barry last time got about 40-42%. So Montavani will start with that. You give him 3-4%, independents and 5-6%, 7% Democrats, he wins. It's not crazy. It's a pretty strategic decision. And, I think Page has really got something on his hands right now, and he's going to have to spend his money. He's going to have to campaign. And if he doesn't, I think he's at real risk.
Jane, this is Susie. How do you think Montavani threads that needle by holding on to Republican votes, people that recognize that he literally just switched for this race, and still appealing to Democrats that aren't necessarily Sam Page fans? How does he thread that?
Well, it's interesting because so I was at the meeting, and when they were voting, they put all the audience and press and everybody had to go outside, and we were all outside the door when they were talking. And there was a gentleman there, and he was a Greitens voter, a Pinner voter, and he was frustrated, saying, Montavani's just a Democrat. This is crazy, and there's no way this is going to happen. And one gentleman was trying to say to him, hey, he's got a lot of Republican values, even though he's a Democrat. He ran to the Democrat. He really is more toward a Republican. Finally, I just looked at the guy and said, dude, are you really going to vote for Sam Page?
Because
he just looked at me and I said, okay, so get over it. It'll all be good.
Yeah. And
I think that's where people are. I mean, I think that their hatred for Sam Page is greater than whatever differences they may have. And I think it's really strategic on behalf of Republicans because issues like abortion, guns, things like that, those are things that have nothing to do with county government.
Exactly. Yes, I absolutely agree. And Jane, I'm glad you brought that up because the strategic aspect of it, that's the thing is, is the pressure going to be on Democratic voters? Is the messaging going to be, no, you vote with the guy with the D behind his name, whether you like him or not. And then Republicans are saying, well, this is a guy who was a Democrat up until 2 minutes ago, but you look at the destruction Sam Page has brought on the county. I mean, the numbers are there. The county's literally lost population. The hostility to businesses, you know, has people moving their investments into other places. So when you talk about like that voter right there, that guy, because there is a movement in the Republican Party, and in some areas I'm for it, that says, no, make sure you've got somebody who has the ideological values, but the Republicans don't have that. But can Mark Montavani actually beat Sam Page? Because we've already got media trying to say, oh, well, it'll be more interesting, but it can't happen. And I'm not sure that it's impossible. I think Montavani can, if people vote strategically, I think he can win.
I do too. And I think, I think Republicans are being trained. Like, they've been trained in the city to say, look, we have to be more strategic if we want to say. And when you look at things like competence, and, you know, he not raising taxes, trying to create businesses and jobs, trying to get crime under control. I mean, conservative and moderate Democrats like me are very disaffected by Sam Page. I mean, we're not being heard at all. And I think there are a lot of moderate Democrats who are frustrated with the Page administration, the corruption, and I think just like, you know, Republicans will switch, I think Democrats will say, you know what, I know this guy. I'm not sure his positions have really changed, especially on issues of competence and crime and jobs, that they can stick with him. And, you know, he's got $2-4 million behind his name because he's run twice.
Good morning, Jane. This is Ken Williams. And I remember when we had you in the studio here, you know, you were really passionate about beating Sam Page. You lost the primary. Mm-hmm. Did it ever cross your mind while you're watching all this stuff play out to maybe think, I wonder if I can go across the aisle here and just to beat Sam Page? Because I know you were so passionate about it. Did it ever cross your mind?
No, not really. I mean... Not really. You know, I mean, a lot of people, you know, some Democrats are like, oh, you know, why don't you're just a Republican? And I just say, no, you know, why don't you just cross over and be one? And I'm like, no, because I'm not going to give you the party. So I'm just as passionate about not letting the radical wing of the Democratic Party take over the whole party as I am about beating Sam Page, because he's part of that.
Yeah.
Jane, I follow you. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, no, there's a lot of Democrats like me. I'm just more vocal.
Sure. I follow you very closely on Twitter, and I also follow Jeff Smith, and I love watching the two of you expound on your various ideas and stuff about politics. And right off the bat, he basically predicted a 25-point loss for Montavani. And I asked him what he based that on, and he was just talking about the difference. And I think he was looking at it from a purely Republican versus Democrat vote.
That's, you know, not maybe even 25 points.
Right. Yeah. Well, and so I was curious about that, but I know you know him too. So I was curious. I mean, you've kind of laid out, but how does Mark Montavani really overcome that gap and really pull together the coalition he needs in order to actually mount a win?
Well, I mean, Paul Barry, who I don't think could get Democrat votes at all.
Right.
Got like 40 or 42% against Page. So, you know, if Republicans just hold what they and there were Republicans who wouldn't vote for Paul Barry.
Sure.
So
I'm not a Republican. I'm more of a right leaning independent. I'm a very conservatarian independent. You could not pay me to vote for Paul Barry. But anyway,
exactly. Yeah. So and he got like, you know, 42% of the vote. So I mean, I think Montavani can start right there.
Sure.
And here's another thing. And so one, you get independents like you. And I mean, let's say he gets 3% of them and he gets up to 45%. All Mark has to do is hang on to 6-8% of Democrats. It's not impossible. And I also think that, I think, frankly, unlike a lot of other states, I think that I'm not sure Democrats are really enthused about anything on the ballot.
Yeah,
Republicans are coming out for Eric Schmidt. I mean, they are.
Yeah.
And they're coming out because of control of the Senate. I think Democrats realize Trudy Bush has a, you know, you want to talk about a 20%, you know, gap. There could be one there. I mean, in the state of Missouri. So, you know, I think the enthusiasm gap could go with the Republicans. There's nothing really bringing Democrats flowing to the ballot. Here's another interesting statistic. And, you know, Jeff works with the Page administration a lot, so that could have something to do with it. But in the primary I was in, there was, about 107,000 votes. When Montavani ran against Stanger, there was about 184,000 Democrats who voted. That's how much of a drop-off of Democrats there were. This was very, very low turnout for Democrats mm-hmm. in a Democratic primary. And some, I think, and I don't think it's crazy, attribute that to Page's unpopularity. And they were like, well, they don't know her, so they just don't vote. Page's problem with that is, one, there may be that much dropout because Democrats are not that thrilled with him. And two, but they know Montavani probably better than they knew me.
Yeah, because he'd been on the ballot a couple times. Right. Know that I'm a little heavy on the thing, but I want to ask one more question. We're visiting with Jane Duker. First of all, I'm cracking up that there's somebody who said that they thought you were a Republican because that cracks me up. That somebody would say, Jane Duker, you're just a Republican. That's somebody who's not paying attention on there. Okay, so then from where we are right now, obviously this is a referendum on Sam Page, and I am convinced that center left and many Democrats dislike Sam Page as much as everybody else, but there's a pressure to be loyal to the party. Understand that. So what's the messaging? What does Mark Montavani need to be basing his messaging and basing his campaign on? Because we're talking about one of the shortest campaigns we're ever going to see for a big office. So what does that need to do to not alienate those skeptical, you know, very conservative Republicans and still keep that at least that 10, 11, 12%, if not, 6, 7, 8%, enough Democrats to say, yeah, I voted for this guy before, I'm going to vote for him again. How does he thread that? What does he say? What does he base his campaign on?
Well, I think he sticks with, the people that I got, which is crime is the number one issue, creating jobs, not being hostile to business, saying we're not playing the cultural wars on county government time anymore. We're just going to make the trains run on time. Not, having his staff, get indicted. Not having his staff, having sex tapes 10 feet from his desk. The basics, getting along with the council. Sam Page can't pass a bill in Jefferson City. Mark Montavani could go to Jeff City and talk to legislators. Sam Page can't even get four people on the county council. I think those are the normal things that people want to hear. They want to hear that money's going to be spent for the greater good and not to cronies. I don't think it's that hard. And I think that, as far as local government, people see the difference between their national government and their local government. He thinks people are dumb. And, people, especially in St. Louis County, switch parties all the time. I mean, Buzz Westfall got elected over and over again, and there were Republicans that voted for him. But, and they may have voted Republican in the national elections, but, voted for Buzz Westfall locally, or Bob McCullough was another example. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think that he just sticks with, the normal, let's make St. Louis County, let's get it back to where it was, where we're not going by way of the city.
All right, Jane Duker, really appreciate it. Give me your Twitter account again, because that's where people can find you, and they really should.
Oh, sure. It's at Jane Duker, and it's JaneDuker.
Let's do it again in a couple weeks, Jane.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right. 314-912-1019. Okay. A couple things that she just said really kind of jumped out at me. Got some thoughts on that. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it in about 4 minutes here on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL.